blizzard conditions have not put off protesters in the standoff at the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation in North Dakota. Neither has an evacuation order from the governor, a sheriff's vow to block access, rubber bullets, tear gas, and water cannons used by security forces. The protests began last spring to stop construction of the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline, which protesters say will cross sacred lands and damage water sources. The Army Corps of Engineers did put a temporary stay on building it, but the company, Energy Transfer Partners, says it will not endanger land or water, and it has appealed to the new Trump administration. Meanwhile, hundreds of veterans are about to join the protesters camping in the cold. A group called Veterans for Standing Rock wanted to enlist about 500 vets to act as human shields. They got more than 2,000, and hundreds of thousands of dollars have been pledged to support them. Dakota Blue Serna is among the former Marines heading to Standing Rock this weekend. He's with us from the studios of WMUK in Kalamazoo, Michigan. And Dakota, first, your name suggests you're Native American, but I understand you're not.
No, I'm actually Irish-Mexican. my father, he really was into the traditions and the cultures of the Native American, especially the Sioux. And that's where my name derived from, friend of the people and a warrior.
Well, yes, a vet. And so is that what's compelling you to go, your own identity? Why are you going to Standing Rock?
Well, I think a lot of veterans share my feelings that with these last couple wars in Iraq and Afghanistan that we got cheated. We were lied to from our government. And we went and we fought a war based on a lie. And so a lot of our guys are feeling that our service really was for nothing. And so now we're going out there because, you know, this is what we signed up for. This is where our passion is. This is what we signed up to defend, are the people here in our country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And right now, you know, I love my government, I love my country, but the government's kind of cracking down on peaceful protesters, and it broke my heart to watch these people being sprayed with water in 25-degree temperatures. You know, that's inhumane, that's unethical, and that's un-American.
Well, and we want to underscore that. It was that image. You really don't know where you fall on the actual controversy over the pipeline.
Not really. I got friends on both sides. You know, I understand both sides of the story here, and that's it's a little bit unfortunate. You catch flack from both ends, but I've got brothers that got out of the military, became police officers, and some of them got in the oil industry. And I will say that the general consensus of those guys, they do agree with me when I say we need to find alternative sources of energy, and we have the means and the technology to do so, and we need to move away from sucking the Earth's lifeblood out of the ground, you know, and polluting our air. Yeah. And it's possible. And I don't understand why people are, you know, the people with the money and make those decisions are pushing away from that.
Well, so you've told us you're going to both protect, be a human shield for the civilians, but also do your own research, educate yourself, find out what you can about the issue. Look, as you well know, there have been some serious clashes there. Water cannons, as you said, sprayed on a crowd in freezing weather, a woman seriously injured. There's debate over how that happened. But what happens if security forces do move in on the civilians there? What are you prepared to do? I mean, could you possibly provoke more of a problem?
Me personally, I don't believe I would be provoking any problem. It's taken a lot from myself to make the decision to go to Standing Rock and be completely peaceful and nonviolent, no matter what happens. I know there's a lot of veterans out there that are not going because they can't watch American citizens being beat or their fellow veterans being beaten or shot with rubber bullets and remain peaceful. So hopefully, you know, this is a big group of veterans going and we can keep it completely peaceful. And if the law enforcement decide they want to enforce and use force, then so be it. I'll take my lickings. You know, I've taken them before, but, you know, this isn't about me. This is about, you know, doing the right thing. And I really want the American people to understand. I know there's a bitterness that towards a veteran because we were used in such a horrible manner in the Iraq and Afghanistan war, but this is what we signed up for. If there's any danger presenting itself to the American people, we will put ourselves in between that danger.
So again, you're to be the human shield to take, as you say, the lickens so that the civilians don't. You're not about fighting back. I just want to mention, too, this isn't the first time you've felt a cause mobilize you. You've been an activist for medical marijuana because you use it to cope with PTSD.
Correct.
Yeah. What do you want people to know about that?
It's, you know, more and more people are waking up in the country. A lot of the people in the states that have medical marijuana are educated and are getting educated about it. So, you know, I want those people out there that don't necessarily have the means to use it to understand that it's not this horrible drug that the government made it out to be, but it's actually a very beautiful medicine that is saving lives and it's killing cancer. And it's keeping my veteran brothers and sisters from killing themselves. And so we're pushing for it to allow the government to allow us to use it the way we see fit.
Okay, a second issue there. Well, Dakota Blue Serna is among the 2,000 Marines heading to Standing Rock this weekend to be human shields between civilians and possible security forces. Dakota Blue Serna, thank you.
Thank you very much.